And from the Ozarks outdoors to under the dome at the state capitol. Time now for Roby Brock to give us the 7-day recap of what happened in Arkansas business and politics.
Grant Tenniel, director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, told the Legislative Black Caucus earlier this week that the incentives for the $1.1 billion Big River steel mill do not include racial quotas for the workforce. Tenniel told black lawmakers that he felt mandating the hiring of a certain percentage of minority workers would be a deal killer for the state's first super project. University of Arkansas economist Kathy Deck used her annual forecast platform to suggest that Arkansas will see economic growth in 2013, but the recovery won't produce enough jobs to top pre-recession levels. The forecast for Arkansas in 2013 is one of continued plodding growth, Deck said. Not enough strength in the employment to regain our pre-recession highs over the next few years. Stevens Incorporated beefed up its analyst presence in the high-tech field. Stevens announced Tuesday that it has added 7 more technology company analysts to its current group of just 3. Stevens will locate those folks in Boston, San Francisco, and Little Rock. A bill to stagger lottery-awarded scholarships advanced in the House Rules Committee this week. House Bill 1295 by Representative Jeremy Gillum and Senator Johnny Key would change the awards for the Academic Challenge Scholarship, which is funded by the Arkansas Lottery. The bill would provide $2,000 for freshmen, $3,000 for sophomores, $4,000 for juniors, and $5,000 for seniors, regardless of whether they attend 2-year or 4-year programs. 4-year college students who qualify for the lottery scholarship currently receive $4,500 a year, while 2-year college students receive $2,250 a year. Gillum's bill would grandfather in current students and apply the new award amounts to next year's freshman class. Deltic Timber Corporation has entered into an agreement to purchase the 50% membership interest in Deltin Fiber, a wholly owned subsidiary of international paper companies Temple Inland. The transaction is valued at $20 million. Upon completion of the deal, Deltic will hold 100% of the membership interest in the Arkansas Limited Liability Company, which owns and operates a medium-density fiberboard plant in El Dorado. And Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr says he's not planning to run for Arkansas governor, and he threw his early support to GOP candidate Asa Hutchinson. Businessman Curtis Coleman is also expected to vie for the GOP gubernatorial nomination. Darr said he has made up his mind about his political future, but he doesn't plan to disclose his plans until after the legislative session ends. Also this week, Sheffield Nelson said he's considering another run for governor. The 2-time GOP gubernatorial candidate most recently pushed a failed public initiative to increase the state's severance tax on natural gas. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided in part by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.